So here it is one more time. Moonlight on my cabin, Tater. When it's a moonlight on my cabin, I'll be waiting. When it's a moonlight on the pine trees, I'll be there. When it's a moonlight on my cabin, I'll be coming. When it's a moonlight on the pine trees, I'll be there. For the long trail of the lonesome pine is winding, and the whippoorwill will they sing their lonesome song. There's a girl up in the mountains waiting for me, with her big brown eyes and wavy long black hair. Oh, Charlie, give Charlie a nice hand, will you? Come on. For my Blue Ridge Mountain home I am returning, heading up the hillside never more to roam. When it's a moonlight on my cabin, I'll be coming. When it's a moonlight on the pine trees, I'll be there. When it's a moonlight on my cabin, I'll be waiting. When it's a moonlight on the pine trees, I'll be waiting. When it's a moonlight on my cabin, I'll be coming. When it's a moonlight on the pine trees, be there.
Thank you. All right, thank you so much. We hope you enjoyed that one. That's one that I did do on an album several years back. Speaking of albums here today, Lester Flatt's got them here from the early 50s down through the 50s into the 60s when it was the Foggy Mountain Boys. Then it came on down a little ways and became Lester Flatt and the Nashville Grass and I Doggies. We still got plenty of 8-track tapes and down-to-earth good bluegrass picking by the great Lester Flatt. Along with us today, we appreciate that. To me, he's one of the greatest men that ever picked up a D-28 Martin and started picking what we call bluegrass music. Will you agree with me? And two, today we have along some t-shirts up on the heel up there. We only have three different colors, I think, yellow, blue, and red. I kind of like red. You don't have to worry about the sizes because we've got one that will fit Pete. So we've got them for everybody. The end color up there, the Nashville Grass's picture on it, and of course, Lester Flatt. You might want one of them. We also have 8x10 glossy colored picture up there of the whole group. You might want to look it over because we have some dandies on it. And to the Grand Ole Opry history picture book. Of course, I imagine Bill and all the fellas have them here today. But just in case they don't, we have it up there that all the fellas that started the Grand Ole Opry all the way up to 78, you'll find their picture in there. And our fiddler, who we're so highly honored to have, after the late and great Paul Warren, who passed away this past 12th day of January of this year. We're sorry to say Paul will be missed down through the bluegrass field because he was one of the old-time greats. But this young man here is extra good too, we think. To me, I think he's one of the finest fiddlers that ever fiddled a fiddle. Mr. Tater Tate. He has He has an album up on the hill there too also, and some 8-track tapes. You might want to look that over. If you like down-to-earth good bluegrass fiddling, you bound to like a little bit of Mr. Tater. And two, the young man behind me here who come with us when he was 13 and now he's 19, he come up this year with his first big brand new album. You neighbors might want to pick it up. You'll find that up at Lester Flatt's record stand, which is up on top of the hill. And our good looking, nice looking young man here with the hat. Ain't he a nice looking young man? You know, I can only remember back in them days. But he is nice and we're proud of him. He put a 5 in my pocket. I'll have to look, it could have been a 1. But we're really proud of him. He has a brand new album up on top of the hill, and I'm sure you neighbors might want to go by and look it over. Lester Flatt's album is right up on top of the hill up there. There's no problem to see. We have a young man up there under the Jack, no, somebody said say the Jack Daniel hat, the Charlie Daniel hat. And you'll find him up there. I'm sure he's got Lester Flatt's t-shirt on, and you neighbors go by up there when you get a chance. All right, doggies, you might find something over there that you haven't got over to your house by Lester Flatt, and if you haven't, we'd like for you to pick it up. Right here's a number that we recorded back in 1952. Some of you asked for it. It's one of the old ones.